You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This month at postwrestlingcafe.com, go XL and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. Postwrestlingcafe.com, $6 gets you in the door.
Here's a sample of a free podcast from the Post Wrestling Cafe. $6 gets you through the door at postwrestlingcafe.com.
Because we're just getting started!
And you can see Scott Wetzke really put together.
Waiting for my man.
And we have landed in March of 2002, the date of the WWF draft, where members of the roster are being sent off to war. Conscription in the air in the United States of America. Destination Penn State University. I am John Pollock, alongside the man that just defies everything. Waiting. Dude, how do you do this? I say this so often, but I marvel at your ability to do as much as you do. And somehow, the last we had spoken was 1 a.m. We are several hours removed. You've not only completed all your regular duties, but then you fit in 90 minutes. I hope you got some rest. I hope you got some food, maybe some meditation in there as well. How do you do all of this?
I guess the simple answer is, you know, like I'm a very last minute person. I've always been, you know, throughout my entire life. But if I'm tasked to do something, I will find some way to finish it. So, I started this, like, this was not that bad. It was only a 90 minute thing, you know, like the really tough ones are like, if I have to go through, I have to do a lot more planning if it's like a 3 hour show or something like that. But for something like this, in with an era that like, I kind of know, you know, decently well anyway, that doesn't require at least a ton of extra, you know, research. It was more than fine. I watched like pretty much an hour of it last night and then finished it off with a half hour today.
And where did you locate this show, Way?
Through your Daily Motion link. So thank you very much for that.
I hate Daily Motion. Oh, am I doing something wrong? Or this is just because I have searched for like ad blockers that are just like pretty much just bordering on the dark web to deal with.
Yeah. If YouTube is like, you know, sort of like, I would say like the standard, I mean, Daily Motion really is like, you know, the dark alley that like somebody would have to stumble through.
This is their business model. It's just ad interruptions and it's like every 3 minutes basically.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you can, it's brutal. Like they're pretty much are, to my knowledge, very few rules. Like I guess you probably can't upload like porn on there or something like that, but like you can get away with a lot and including, you know, obviously copyrighted stuff. However, at least at the time that people might be listening to this podcast in the US, at least you might still have access to the show through Peacock.
Yes.
So enjoy that for maybe the next, you know, 2 weeks. And then you'll get to join the rest of us internationally on Netflix that have very sparse access to raw archives on that platform.
Yeah, not the most enjoyable experience on Daily Motion, but that said, a relatively easy watch otherwise. But we are heading back to the site of the draft. So to set everything in motion, the invasion angle comes to a screeching halt at the previous year's Survivor Series, which Vince McMahon comes out the night after the October pay-per-view and basically says, it's time to end this. That's it. It's just, it's over. We're done. Let's just squeeze out one more pay-per-view. It's pretty much just, let's get through this fucking thing, okay? Yeah. It was such a painful build-up to what should have been the ultimate storyline and was anything but. Mm. And so it ends We still have two titles in circulation. Chris Jericho becomes the undisputed champion at the December pay-per-view. And then there was the discussion of having this brand extension, like a redo, where, well, the problem with the invasion wasn't our creative direction. It wasn't any of that. It was no one believes in WCW. No one believes in ECW. They need powerhouses going at it. There's no one to oppose WWF more so than WWF itself. We could have Raw versus SmackDown. That will really engage people. So this goes back to the Ric Flair, Vince McMahon program, which leads to the two ending up with control of opposing shows. So I think in storyline at this point, Vince had no control over Raw, but he was the head of the company. But on the show, it's just SmackDown at this point, I believe. Like he is not really? Ric Flair's superior, is he?
So they had already split the ownership of the brands, or at least control the brands between each other, right?
Well, he was part of the consortium, right? When Flair comes and they're 50-50 partners.
They had a moment where they were co-GMs, right? Weren't they? On these shows?
Yes, yes. This is after the Survivor. This is the night after Survivor Series when Flair comes in. It's a very truncated explanation that the control of the company that Vince had won at the Survivor Series has been split because it was put into a consortium that was Ric Flair. So Vince wins nothing at the Survivor Series. He wins half of his company.
He won like the ousting of Stephanie and Shane.
And the Alliance. Like they were all supposed to be out of work. And every single one of them came back. So, dude, it was dog shit. Okay. Can we just summarize it as was dog shit?
Uh-huh.
I feel in control.
Like that's been historically acknowledged.
Yeah. Yes. So it leads to our draft where we are going to split the rosters into Way as a 16, 17 year old at this time. Your reaction in real time to the announcement of a draft and separating the shows with roster specific talent and what your optimism level was so quick after the invasion that, man, maybe they can get this right when it's in-house, so to speak.
Well, I was excited personally. You know, I at least wanted to see some sort of like shakeup. For lack of a better term, because they would go on to essentially call these shakeups. I felt like the show was needing some form of better structure when you have just like so much extra talent, you know, coming in from the invasion. To me, the product felt a bit stale. And I really wanted to see what they would be able to do with some sort of like attempt at a focused, you know, singular show with a roster that might actually get a bit more airtime. So I was personally excited to see what would happen.
I think everyone was like hopeful. I think just the concept of a draft was really intriguing to me as just like I wasn't the world's like biggest hockey fan, but I love the draft. Every year, I found it so fascinating that you had like all these deals that are being made on the floor. It's this big deal about as they approach the podium, who are they going to go with? It lent itself into such a kind of sports environment for a company that didn't really go so far into that. And I think watching the show, there was a lot missed in terms of that opportunity. And that was one of my biggest issues with
this show. Sports.
Exactly. Seriously. I mean, this is like, this is a draft constructed by people that I don't think had any understanding of kind of all the intricacies that you could do of, and that was throughout the whole period of this, like doing trades, doing like free agency. It just became a convenient out for them to just move somebody to a new brand and such.
I think you can watch this and clearly, primarily in Vince McMahon, you know, tell that this is not necessarily influenced by sports other than in name, you know, like this is a draft and this is really like, so sports drafts are typically, involving rookies, free agents, people that aren't currently in the league, right? This is drafting, essentially you're picking teams like in a schoolyard, you know, game of whatever, basketball or baseball. and really it's just a draft by name, and the concept of like what doing trades and all that, that's stuff they would go on to play with later on, but this is still like in the world of sports entertainment more just a vehicle for their own sort of like in 2002 fucking batshit crazy type of storytelling.
Throughout the month of January, you have the chance to lock in your subscription at the Post Wrestling Cafe for all of 2026 before the price increase takes effect February the 1st. Simply sign up before February 1st and you will lock in that price all year long. If that's not enough, this month we have the annual Best and Worst of Show as we get together with the Poison Rana crew to look back at 2025. We're also doing live watch-alongs of the Royal Rumbles from 1990 and 1995 with Brandon from New Jersey, a retrospective on the Tanahashi-Okada rivalry, plus reaction to Wrestle Kingdom 20, a review of TNA's debut on AMC, and much more, including TNA Genesis, UFC 324. It's all found at postwrestlingcafe.com.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, from the get-go, you could see the holes that would come out of this. But I think generally, there was an interest just because this had never been done before in the company, and like this was all the kind of ideas you had hoped would be that would materialize with the invasion, that, you know, you were feeling like they never split the shows. They never split the rosters.
They wanted to.
Like these were all the ideas they had. And then,
Bagwell and Booker T happened.
They ruined it in Tacoma. And thus we got what we did. So this was sort of like, okay, maybe they will now, they've regrouped and they will have a better battle plan here. So to start off this edition of Raw back in the 2-hour format, we have, you know, you have to start this off with a bang. You need somebody that can convey the conviction of how significant this is, someone with a charisma, maybe a future politician, to outline what it is we're about to see tonight.
Good evening. Tonight, we will witness the first ever World Wrestling Federation draft. Vince McMahon will represent SmackDown. Ric Flair will represent Raw. In the interest of time, only 20 picks will actually be made live tonight. A lottery will be held immediately following Raw on WWF.com to determine placement of all other World Wrestling Federation performers. The result of tonight's historic draft becomes effective on next week's Raw. However, because of the Triple Threat WWF Championship match tonight, neither Triple H, Chris Jericho, nor Stephanie McMahon is eligible to be drafted. And due to a contractual clause, Stone Cold Steve Austin is not eligible to be drafted either. Mr. Austin is therefore declared a free agent, able to sign with either SmackDown or Raw. Thank you for your attention this evening. And best of luck to all the World Wrestling Federation superstars.
So that was representing the Department of Education, the charismatic enigma. I swear to God, this photo that Wei has up here, you could tell me this was right out of a year ago when she was playing the zombie in the wheelchair. And yeah, she has the exact same vacant stare into all of our souls. Shout out to whoever decided to throw out the what in the midst of this speech by Linda McMahon after mentioning Steve Austin, who had this was the forgotten period that Austin went home after WrestleMania 18 and then comes back the next week. And it's sort of just this little hiatus is not really remembered because the more public one occurs in June where he's gone for the rest of the year. But that is explaining Austin's absence. And At this point, like, they were just trying to basically reconcile with Austin, and then he would show up on the following week's Raw, which that roster sorely needed someone of that star power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was always designed like this would be Rock and Austin carrying these two sides going into this.
Sure. Yeah. It added a certain mystery element to this draft, not knowing where exactly Steve Austin would end up. So I thought, like, playing with that hand that they were dealt, I thought they probably rolled it in as best as they could. In this portion, having Linda McMahon show up here, I mean, you know, I continue to praise Jack Tunney's in his role as just this figurehead who, you know, is certainly not the most like pro wrestling type of speaker. But then there's Linda McMahon, who I think probably goes a bit too far in the anti-charisma department where,
ladies and gentlemen, We've got a draft tonight.
Very good.
You need to imagine Linda and Jack together as an on-screen couple. Those were the GMs we should have had for this brand extension.
I think you at least need a little bit of energy to, you know, to sound authoritative, and Linda always lacked that. So, but at the very least,
she'd never need to be in a leadership position in the future. You know, that's what you have A1 technology for. We
sounded like an A1 influenced speaking style right there. so like, you know, I would have suggested from this opening scene, they were trying to make some attempts at making this feel realistic, feel sports-like, okay?
We had the war rooms, we had the talent that were all huddled into the locker room waiting to hear their names drafted.
We're taking the main event out of this because we have a world championship match. Then she announces the world championship match, and I'm like, okay, what a wake-up call.
Into, you got to balance this all.
What a sobering reminder of what era we were just supposed to step into.
We need the credibility of this draft. Obviously, we cannot draft these participants who are in the title match. Oh, and Stephanie's going for the title tonight. That too.
It says Stephanie McMahon attempting to win the WWF World Championship. Oh, man.
There's a time in their history they might have done the title switch with Stephanie.
I don't doubt that, yes.
So listen to this from The Observer. Raw on March 25th did a shocking 5.41 rating. What does a 5.41 rating correlate to in 2002? 6.9 million viewers.
To listen to the rest of this podcast, consider becoming a member at postwrestlingcafe.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This month at PostWrestlingCafe.com, go XL, and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. PostWrestlingCafe.com, $6 gets you in the door.